Psalm 130. If you, Lord, kept a record of sins, Lord, who could stand? Verse 3. Both the condemned to death and the judge, both the teacher and the student, both the best of us and the worst of us. If God were to take into account our sins, neither could be declared innocent. For there is no difference, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 3:22-23. Everyone, the awfully bad and the exceptionally good, we all need to be forgiven. We will never be able to be innocent before God, but we can be forgiven, being justified freely by His grace, through His redemption, which is in Christ Jesus, whom God sent as propitiation through faith in His blood to manifest His righteousness, because of having overlooked in His patience past sins. Romans 3:24-26. In his anguish, the psalmist waits for an answer. He waits on God, verse 5. He waits for his soul in his word. His soul waits more than the sentinel waits for the morning. It is true, we must persevere in prayer, waiting for God's time. But there is no need to wait to repent. There is no need to wait to ask for forgiveness. Do not wait any longer. Come to Jesus, that He is waiting for you.